My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, was worried why Mavis has not written back to him. And even though these relationships we have are fake, the human element kicks in. And even though Agnes wanted Davin killed, he wants to call her, but Mavis's internet has been canceled. Will this call for a yak and drachmas again? So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, but she wanted him to write every day.
Yeah, but you know what? She was telling me she was going to write me every day.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, I want to hear... Now, basically...
Well, she's back in Lynchburg, man. Just drive there.
I know. And here's the thing with that. When I told her, when she said she was going to write me back every day, I baited her when I said about Dr. Wawing Chow, write me back immediately, darling. My painkillers are taking over. And I want to tell you how me and Johnny Carstairs are making out trying to get Vito Cazzata.
Right.
So basically, she should have written back immediately to find out. She's interested in me. This whole new twist that we're doing, trying to get my money back and stuff like that. So the fact that she has not, maybe I'm like, uh-oh. Maybe I was a little too heavy
on
the Mandarin.
Well, you know what they say, there's a new asshole born every day. She might have found somebody who will send a picture, Richard Eldorado.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's time
right.
to send the picture. You got to raise
I told her I couldn't send the picture back till my arm was out of the cast.
And then you're going to send the one with you in the dress, right?
Yeah.
From the Rock Cut.
Yeah, from the Rock Cut thing. But still, it's not like I'm not leaving. I'm giving explanations why I can't do something.
Yeah,
so you're trying, Joe. But, you know, like in a real relationship, when a man fucks up, it's in the woman's court. You know?
Yes.
Listen, she was all in. She loved Richard Eldorado.
Now, here's
and you've taken that love and thrown it away.
Well
you're in the doghouse, and let's hope that doesn't become entree.
Here's the thing. Like any relationship. Yeah, right? But here's the thing. Like any relationship, it's in her court. And the maddening part is waiting for her to get back.
Yes.
It's annoying, right?
It is a bullshit relationship or whether
you check every day.
It's true.
I do.
Yep.
You check every
yep.
day. And let me tell you something. My little heart doesn't feel too good when I don't see that response.
And I'll tell you what, like a real relationship, sometimes I really want to see if she did. And other times I'm like, really not now, bitch. I just need my space. I mean, she's in Africa and I'm here and I need more space.
I know. My God, how did you manage to marry a real life woman?
It's been very difficult. She'll tell you all about it.
I think, you know what? And I think as an adult, you really feel that way. Like you want to back. Leave me alone for Christ's sake. Because when you were a kid, when you were like 14, 15, that was like, you didn't have anything else better to do.
Right.
So I was like, oh my God, she's back. I mean, it's like, you know, she calls back now. I'm like, I'm watching a ball game. Pull your hat out later. I'll be, you know.
So I know.
It's a weird dynamic.
Well, when you guys were talking about your anniversaries before, I thought.
You thought we were talking about this shit.
No. I actually thought, how strange is this? What am I, some kind of doormat or something? Because it doesn't bother me at all if my husband isn't home on our anniversary.
All right, let's get back to Tom. I didn't even want to do this scammer stuff, but Joe had a lot to get off his chest.
Yeah.
I had not
heard
from my lovely for most of the week, and I too was very concerned.
I know.
I like to see that we're engaged. You know, this is a very. I mean, in the back of my head, I do have to remember that she did try to have me killed when I was pretending to go to Ghana. But you know,
I've been
able to overlook that. I mean, she did want to have me rolled, but things are fine now.
Well, who doesn't occasionally in a relationship?
And I have to remember that this isn't really her picture. This is Julie Love's picture.
Yeah.
But, you know, still, there's real emotions. And we finally got the phone number, but it was a limited time only that I could call her.
Yeah.
We tried to do it last week, but for some
reason. Oh, my damn calling card wouldn't work.
It's shocking when you buy shit in a bodega when it doesn't work.
I know.
At least you got your money back. You're able to return it.
I was able to.
You didn't use this, did you?
No.
So I bought a calling card.
They know me.
They know her. They know shit don't work.
Yeah.
You still got like fucking $80 in the Benin Republic that you need to get back. You
I do.
You're never going to see that money.
I know. I gotta work on that.
So I tried to call her last week, and I couldn't get through. It was very disconcerting. So I wrote her on October 3rd.
Yeah,
Hi, sweetie. I miss you so much. I tried to call you with the hope that maybe you still had the phone, but the operator said the call could not be completed. Please give me a number to reach you. After all we have been through together, I can't bear to think about living without having you in my life. I write real shit to my fake girlfriend.
I wrote some heavy duty stuff.
It's about time, Ding Wong.
Yeah.
Long Duck Dong.
And I've written, and I had not heard until yesterday. But and then I heard this. My sweetie, sorry for not reaching you. Mm. It was due to conditions beyond my control. Please stand by.
Did she put a test pattern on that email?
She did.
Oh,
she
that's
did.
Nice.
I hope to see you soon. I'm thinking, really? We haven't seen each other at all. But okay. Yeah. It could be a cut and paste issue.
Yes.
We'll be online for a few hours in the evening and hope to see you. Love and all the best. She was not online. Lie! Which is so shocking from this relationship.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So I wrote her back. I go, babe, I missed you so much. I even tried the number you gave me, but the call would not go through. I was beginning to think that maybe you and I were not meant to be. I hope you're doing well, my love. So right before we go on the air, which is when she finds me a lot of time, which is not when I have time to horse around with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I have other bullshit I need to work with. Mm. So she's like, hello, how are you? I'm like, how are you, stranger? She's like, I'm not doing too good, but it's cool. There's trouble in African paradise.
Oh.
I wonder, what's the problem? I ask her, what's the matter? She asked me how I've been doing. I go, forget about me. How are you? Because remember, I'm going through this divorce now.
Yeah.
You know, the attorney situation. Oh, I have some good shit to lay on her when the time comes. Don't you worry, kids. We're going to up it a little bit more because that's what I do.
Oh, no. You're not going to speak in Chinese to her.
No. I've done the gag of languages with the last relationship.
Okay.
So, and you lived another day with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm an expert.
We'll see. I think that was a good email he came back.
I know.
Back
it's just a matter if she
game.
Checks it again.
I know.
I think if she checks it again, Joe's back in.
I think so too.
It's a big if.
I have high hopes.
There's a lot of assholes out there. She can't be wasting her time with a guy who's addicted to painkillers and cats. I go. She goes, having a hard time paying my bills and other things.
Oh. Oh. You don't say.
I go, damn. Well, hopefully soon I can help you with that. Time to reel in. Well, my internet was cut because I could not pay my bills. Do you know, Flory, is this going to cost me a yak and drachmas? Do I need to dial up Michael McClain?
Yes.
We've played this game.
That's another thing I almost fucked up.
What do you mean?
Well, with the yak...
You sent the money. Yeah, you stink!
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.